coming up on Texans Training Camp Today.
He's really worked hard to change his body, become stronger, become quicker release.
Definitely a lot of talent in the DB room. You know, I mean, it's just testament to, you know, what the coaching staff have done.
Any kind of knowledge, any kind of experience that I can share with the young guys, I'm more than willing to do so. And just trying to get this team to the best that we can possibly do.
Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp Today is now, and the guy in the sweet red shirt to my left is Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. It's great to see you. It's great to be back out of practice.
It's Battle Red Day, Drew.
I know it.
Not really. It just worked out this way.
Yeah, Battle Red. My face is Battle Red. But the guys back at it again. They had Friday off. Little sluggish start if you listen to what Bill O'Brien had to say about how things went. But then they picked it up and moved on.
I think after a day off, that's expected. But they were in pads again, Drew. Since they've gotten in pads, they haven't gotten out of pads. So they'll continue to go this way. I'll be curious to see what they do on Sunday, Monday going forward, because you have a preseason game on the horizon.
No doubt. You know, a lot of folks are always curious about what's happening at the quarterback position. Brock Osweiler has gotten the lion's share of attention, deservedly so. But the guy behind him, or the two guys behind him, and Tom Savage and Brandon Weeding, they are competing at that spot. And Savage doing some really nice things year three in this offense, Mark.
Yeah, and I think Savage, it's a big year for him, obviously, Drew. It is year three. And in this first preseason game against the San Francisco 49ers, I think he's going to play more than the other two quarterbacks. That's just my hunch. Osweiler about a quarter, maybe Savage quarters two and three. And now he's in there with the twos for the most part. He and Weeden have been splitting reps, but Savage is getting most of those backup reps. I think that's really helping his development.
A very improved player. He's put a lot of time in. On the field and off the field. He's really worked hard to change his body, become stronger, become quicker release, has really much better knowledge of our offense. You know, it takes a while for that position. And, you know, the only thing that Tom needs is an opportunity. You know, Tom is Tom's a good football player, and he's put a lot of time in to get to where he's at right now.
I'm enjoying it. I guess I'm improving every year, you know. I just want to come out here and keep competing and do whatever I can to make this team better.
Tom Savage very likely to get a lot of work this Sunday night coming up against the 49ers. You know, the defensive backs, they've seen a lot of Savage. They've seen a lot of Osweiler. They've seen a lot of Brandon Weeden. And it's a very interesting crew because you're anchored there at the cornerback spot by two veterans in Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson. And you also have the young upcomer in Kevin Johnson doing nice things. Safety, we've seen what those two, Demps and Howell, can do. What have been your overall impressions early on, Mark?
Well, I think A.J. Boye might be having the best camp of all of the defensive backs. And again, how you play or practice in camp is not necessarily how it's going to go on the field once the games arrive, because I think a guy like Jonathan Joseph is still clearly their best cornerback, a pro bowler, a veteran, all of that. He's out here working, but he knows that, hey, the real deal is going to come September 11th against the Chicago Bears. I really like what I'm seeing. I think it's hard for this offense to complete passes in 7-on-7 and full team drills because the secondary is so good.
Definitely a lot of talent in the DB room. You know, I mean, it's just testament to, you know, what the coaching staff have done. You know, they kind of changed over the roster. You know, we definitely have a competitive group, you know, and like I say, each and every day we're going to come out, we're going to compete hard, we're going to push each other, and, you know, we'll see where we end up.
And in front of that secondary group, you've got a linebacking core led by Brian Cushing and now Bernardrick McKinney. But then at the outside, you've got a lot of options as well. What have you seen pass rush-wise? And I know it's limited, but first week in, now that we've gotten the pads on and seen what the Texans can do.
Well, we've seen Clowney make some plays, no doubt about it. Like we said, when he's healthy, he's making plays. Whitney Merciless coming off the 12-sack season looks really good coming off the edge. Rick Smith, we visited with him last week, and he said that you're getting a lot of pass rush out of those other outside linebackers. It's a pretty deep field. Great to see Cushing, Clowney, that whole gang healthy, and Bernardrick McKinney in year number two.
You know, defensively, it's, you know, I've been there the longest on the team, on the side of the ball, and guys ask questions, and especially as a middle linebacker, you're the quarterback of the defense. So, you know, I see myself as a guy that never comes off the field. Any kind of knowledge, any kind of experience that I can share with the young guys, I'm more than willing to do so. And just trying to get this team to the best that we can possibly be.
Mark, I'm incredibly excited to see what Jadeveon Clowney can do in game action this regular season. You know what we're excited also about? D.P. Sidhu. She had a one-on-one with a very versatile offensive lineman. That's coming back when Texans Training Camp Today returns.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, tackle Kendall Lamb. Kendall, last year you arrived here as an undrafted free agent out of Appalachian State. You saw 15 games, action in 15 games, and now what is this camp like for you?
It's another year, of course, excited to start the season. Of course, right now with Dwayne and Newt being out, it's a different role for me having to step in and play the right tackle right away. But, I mean, I look at it as a great opportunity, and, you know, I try to go in there and do the best I can.
How much did seeing action in those games with a few starts help prepare you better for this camp and getting a lot of reps with the ones?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, in the NFL, when you get that type of experience, especially young, it allows you to grasp exactly what's going on in the game. So this camp, of course, I know the offense better. This is my second year. I've got a better grasp on everything, so it's allowed things to kind of slow down for me. And it's my second year in the system, so it's been pretty good.
Yeah, second year in the system, right. That's all the same. Quarterback's different, right. Running back's different. O-line's a little different. You know, how is that chemistry coming along? Let's start with the run game and Lamar Miller. How do you feel that you're doing out there as far as blocking for him?
It's felt good. I mean, you know, he presses it and then cuts because he's got all that speed. So, you know, you just have to time it up. You have to set the triples and the doubles and everything up for him because, I mean, he's a phenomenal back. So, I mean, that's on us. It takes a little bit more time to get used to it because, I mean, we've only been in pads for like a week now. So it'll come, but I feel like it's going pretty well.
Now, as far as Brock, you and the O-line, he's a little bit bigger guy. Right. He takes bigger steps when he drops back. How is that gelling with you guys, and how are you able to work with him?
It's been going good. I mean, that's a work in progress as well. I mean, you have to know where he's going to set up in the pocket, which – allows you to run them by more, allows you to not give up too much penetration. So, but like I said, this is training camp. We get everything going, and, you know, it's a well-oiled machine when the time comes to the season. So it takes time.
Now, we mentioned Derek Newton and Dwayne Brown right. being out, but they're not completely out. We
oh, no.
still see them out here talking to you guys. How much are you picking their brains, and what sort of things do you look to them for advice on?
I do it every play because, I mean, Dwayne's been a Pro Bowler. He's done it at the highest level for so long, and then Newt's been on the right side and locked things down here since the beginning of his career until now. So it's like I'd be a fool not to come to the sideline and talk to them, to pick their brains and see what they see, if I'm seeing the same things, if I'm knowing the personnel as they see it. Because, I mean, as an O-lineman, especially playing right tackle, we try to see it through the same pair of eyes. And, I mean, they've got so many more years than me. So if I can train myself to see it exactly how they see it now, then that just makes me that much better.
This has got to be a surreal experience for you because I remember last year you said that there was a time when you thought you might not have a career in football
right.
and you had another job lined up right. for yourself with the Carolina Panthers. Am I correct?
Right. I mean, coming out of – well, I'm from Charlotte, of course. Everybody knows that. It's near and dear to my heart. But coming out of school, I always knew you have to have a backup plan. You have to be ready for life no matter which road you go. So I was going to either intern there or start my master's degree back in Charlotte. But, I mean, of course, this opportunity came, and you have to take full advantage of it while you have this time period in life. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Which department were you going to intern with?
PR, without a doubt. Because, I mean, I went to school for PR. I was going to go get my master's in PR or some type of communications along that level. Everybody tells me that I'm a natural when it comes to stuff like this.
You are, yeah,
and I try to enjoy it. I took so many communication classes, it allows you to be comfortable in front of the camera. It allows you to actually be able to engage in communication. So it's been fun.
All right, so when you wind down, what do you like to do? Do you get out much of the hotel, or are you pretty much camped out there most of the time?
Well, see, we had the choice of staying at our apartments or the hotel this year. See, from my standpoint, if I wasn't in the hotel, then it wouldn't feel like camp to me. I mean, you got to get through this process. You got to get through the grind to have the opportunity to go back home, so it makes home feel that much more important. So I stayed in the hotel. I just like to go in there. I mean, take a nice hot shower, just relax. I talk to my grandmother and my mother every night. I talk to my lady friend every night as well. So, you know, I just try to wind down and just relax because, I mean, these days are so full and you just have to do everything while you're here. So when you get away, you got to take a step away from it.
Totally agree with you. Good stuff. Kendall Lamb. We'll have more on Texans training camp today when we come back.
If reincarnation were to exist, I believe you would come back as a local weather guy.
I could, but I don't want to go through all that meteorology training, Drew. I just sort of comment on the weather. Like, it's hot out here.
Yeah.
But how hot is it, Drew?
Well, I'm glad that you said that because there's actually a study on HoustonTexans.com checking out and evaluating the hottest training camps in Houston Texans history. Where's this one ranked, Mark?
It's fifth. I thought it was going to be at least in the top two or three, but it turns out it's the fifth hottest camp. We went back through all the camps dating back to 2002. Interestingly enough, it took till 2009 to get over 96 degrees, but the hottest camp was 2011 when the temperature, the average temperature, was about 100 degrees.
And that was a camp that started just a little bit later, just a few days later,
the
because
lockout.
Of the lockout ending.
Yeah.
I do remember that. They crammed that Wade Phillips defense into the brains of the players. Mm. Texans went on to their first playoff run ever. All right, Mark, it's been fun. We'll see you tomorrow night. This is Texans Training Camp Today.